Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearance, our appearance, our appearance.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. This is Lois Bullock, and we're here today with another dynamic show, Let's Talk Truth. And we're actually on location at one of the fitness centers here in the Dallas area. And so we want to welcome you to come in anytime you want and listen to us. If you are, we're here today and we're going to examine the idea if health and wellness is taboo to the minority community. And we all know what the word taboo means. So we're going to be joined today by our exercise health and wellness expert, Thomas Brown, who is the manager of Anytime Fitness Center here in the Lancaster area.
Hello. Happy to be here.
And we were scheduled to be joined by James Rawlison, who is the personal trainer here at the Anytime Fitness Center, but he was unable to make it. So we have another dynamic young man who is just as much of an expert, and he's a personal trainer as well, and his name is Chris Madlock. So, and as you know, Old Faithful is here, Mr. Motivator. He's here, and we thank him for coming. Louise follows us everywhere we go. Listen, we want you all to join us today because we are going to examine some areas which in the minority community, we find that a lot of our minorities are dying from diabetes, we're overweight, you know, just so many things that's going on. And myself, I'm just now getting to where I'm trying to get in a fitness center and a fitness program to better bring my health up to par because I do want to live a long time, see my grandchildren grown and whatever else. But we're going to just examine different things. And we have these two young men here who can offer us some insight, not only on our health and wellness as far as exercise, but how our diets play a part in us being able to maintain our health with the exercise. Now, let me go back before I let you guys have the floor with your expertise. I have gone from like a size 7 to a big size. I won't say what size that is.
Okay.
But now, listen, I was born in the country. And that's where your best people come from. But I was born in the country. We ate vegetables all the time. But they were vegetables that was cooked in grease. You know, you just couldn't have turnip greens without a big slab of salt bacon.
And a piece of fat meat in
it. Well, we called it salt bacon. Mr. Motivator, where he come from, called it fat. But either way, that was, you know, that was our diet. And that was our diet from not just for me, but my parents, you know, and they passed that on. and I tried to pass it on to my kids. But now we've gotten to a point where young people don't eat like we used to. But even though they don't eat like we used to, it's still detrimental because they're fast food oriented. I mean, everything at McDonald's is not healthy. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't know what at McDonald's is healthy. But even though, you know, they sell a lot of food. So the younger generations are coming about and they're doing all of the fast foods, whereas we did vegetables, we just cooked them. It's the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to let you guys start out by talking to us about the difference in our eating habits back in the day and our eating habits now and what we should be doing to help our health.
Yeah. And I think you kind of already mentioned it a little bit when you were talking about cooking your food as opposed to going to McDonald's every day, you know. Okay. You know, just hearing from experience and from my own experience, you know, it used to be where a restaurant was a once-a-week type of thing, maybe a treat that you did every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see people, they're eating all three of their meals out.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, I know there's a lot of lifestyle that goes with that. You know, people are so busy nowadays, they feel they don't have the, they feel they don't have the time.
Right.
To, you know, cook their meal and do it like that. So people are going out and eating more often. But, you know, what I find is if you give people easy solutions, if you give things, people things that are easy for them to do, that they can manage with their time, then they won't have to worry about going out and eating.
Right, right. And I want y'all to just bear with us because we are in a training facility, and that you hear is the telephone. People are still calling in, which is a good thing. So don't be alarmed about by what you hear on by the telephone. Just know that this is a busy facility, and we're up here getting fit, and people are calling in trying to get fit. Now, maybe we're going to ask Chris, is there anything you want to add to what he's saying as far as our diet?
I agree with both of you. We have to get the information in about the diet and let people know that, hey, you maybe not should eat after a certain time. Because it'll be better for you. Because when you eat late at night, that's when you put on weight. It's just getting information out. And I'm like Thomas, my mother, she would fix us quality meals every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you got to have some drink.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like just, you know, go to a fast food restaurant. I even find my family sometimes. Just want to go to a fast food restaurant. My daughter, all she wants is McDonald's.
Yes, I understand that. McDonald's is popular. It's popular.
Yes. Instead of eating healthy. But I think it's just getting information out and just letting them know what's better for.
Okay.
I got a question. You know, I grew up in the country similar to Lawrence, but where I grew up, you know, it was a much larger city. And, but anyway, we killed our animals right there on the farm, and I'm just gonna be honest with you, gentlemen. Both of y'all might have to help answer my question, but I've been having these urges of some pig feet and killing. So, y'all help me with that.
Well, I can most definitely. Now you didn't ask me, but I can just tell you those are the wrong things to eat now. That's why we have high blood pressure. A lot of people. Let me. And speaking of high blood pressure and diabetes, people say that those are hereditary diseases. Do you think they're hereditary, or do you think that it's just a pattern of what we've eaten over the years? You know, like my mama ate a lot of grease, I eat a lot of grease, and I'm passing it down.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think people do have a predisposition for some things. You know, for example, my cousins are 14 years old and 19 years old. They have diabetes. But at the same time, you know, particularly with those diseases, a lot of it can be counteracted with the way we're eating. Either counteracted or pushed forward, you know, based on what we're eating.
Okay, I agree with that. And we have, it's just that we should have a preparation. The way we prepare our foods now should be the same thing. Because my parents, we had a garden. All of our vegetables were fresh. It was just the way we cooked them.
Yeah.
And we cooked all the nutrients out of them, you know, because we boil them. That's how we came up with the word pot liquor. We boiled everything down until there's nothing but
just drink some pot liquor.
And we would. You know, sometimes we pour it over your cornbread to make something, but other than that, that was the part we threw away, and that was the part that had all the nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm learning and what that we need to really explain to the minority generation is we are prone to have certain diseases. You know, blacks are high blood pressure, and I didn't really mean to say blacks. I want to say minorities, but... I'm a black woman, so sue me. But anyway, we have, you know, high blood pressure. We have, like I said, diabetes. And there are other things that we're prone as a race to have. And we're also the ones that, you know, the older generations, it's hard for us to come out from fixing our foods in that certain way. Now, we're going to move to an area that you guys really are experts in. So, say, for instance, we're eating right. Why is it when I was growing up, I did not exercise, I ate everything, and I did not gain weight? My metabolism just, you know, kept me. I was skinny as a rail.
Yeah. Well, that happens a lot. You know, when we're younger, our metabolisms are fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you see those teenage boys who are eating everything under the sun and not gaining a pound of fat. You know? We have lean muscle to begin with, but our metabolisms are revved up a lot faster.
Okay.
Plus, I'm sure we're more active when we're younger.
You know, we were very, very active, but my mom and dad, they were older. Nobody, I promise you, I don't. There were very rare cases that we could hear about people having cancer when I was growing up.
Yes.
People just didn't have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't have, I never knew anyone in all of my years of growing up to die from being diabetic.
Wow.
But now people die, well, what was wrong with them? He was diabetic.
Yeah.
So it seems like the more we learn about diseases and the more we learn about exercises, it's still like our death rate has been increased, revved up, or speeded up in some manner.
Yes.
So what do y'all think about that's contributed to that?
I think a big part of it is your parents and grandparents were eating real food. You know, a lot of times we're eating fake food that looks real. You know, we're eating genetically modified foods. We're eating processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking in the toxins that are in those foods. And our body doesn't know what to do with a lot of those chemicals, really.
Yes.
And it's kind of manifesting itself in so many different ways. I mean, you see childhood obesity on the rise. You see cancer on the rise, the way that you were speaking of,
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because a lot of the foods that we're eating, you know, we were talking about, you know, someone who's going to McDonald's or any other restaurant, you know, two or three times a day. There's a reason this food is lasting 1 month. You know, that Friday you drop in your car, it still looks as good as the day that you bought it.
Because
so why is that?
What is processed? Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. When I was a young girl, and I know people, if we did this now, people would say cruelty to animals. But when we got ready to eat chicken, we ran out on the yard and grabbed one. And you wring his neck.
Yeah.
You throw him down, he kick, kick, kick. You pick him up, you pour hot water on him, you pluck the feathers off of him. That leaves a little body, fine hairs on him. You singe those off with fire.
Yeah.
And then you wash him, you cut him. That's how I learned how many pieces there are to a chicken. And so you cut him up, and we would cook that chicken. But that chicken was not fed with anything other than natural stuff, corn. I mean, we didn't spray anything on the food, but now you see a chicken, a chicken breast looks like a bigger than a turkey breast. So that does have a lot to do with what we're eating and what our bodies are digesting. And a lot of thing that another thing that I feel offers something to this is we don't have energy anymore. It's hard to have energy to come to the workout center. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really be motivated in the mind. Before I joined this fitness center, I've joined several in the past years, never went. And, you know, just because you partner up with a buddy and their wife, I still didn't go.
Sure.
Because I just didn't have the energy to go. Mm-hmm. So what can you say to people that would motivate them to be able to come to the gym, to come and work out? What could you say that was motivational?
Well, you have to make it exciting. And another thing I think helps is having them understand the diet. And that's going to give them more energy. Vitamins, mm-hmm. That's going to give them more energy. It's just giving everybody the right information. And mm-hmm. I think it will be exciting to them. Mm-hmm. Once they have the right information, then they will want to work, come out to the gym. And I think that has helped me, and I think it helped others also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would like to add to that, you know, the things that we think we don't have the energy for are the things that are going to give us energy in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more you exercise, the more energy you're going to have, the better you're going to sleep, mm-hmm. the better you're going to eat. The better you eat, the more energy you're going to have. You know, just like with the fake foods, real foods thing, you know, if you're eating the right foods, that's going to give you energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating the wrong foods, that's going to take the energy away from you.
Yeah.
So it has a building effect. We all got to start somewhere. But mm-hmm. if you're coming in and you're doing the right thing, you know, you're going to start heading in the right direction.
Okay.
I was thinking even when you were mentioning, you know, is healthy eating, is it taboo? And, you know, when I think taboo, I think it's something you're hiding in your closet or, you know, you don't want any of your friends or family to know what you're up to.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would classify, you know, healthy eating and exercise as being taboo. I think it's, you know, kind of like what Chris was saying. We all have to make sure that we're getting the proper education and then getting the proper motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like you've left several health clubs in the past. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to several people who, you know, very excited when they first came through my door,
mm-hmm.
but I never saw them again. You know, it's like we were talking just this morning. If I give you a bookshelf with no instruction manual how to put it together, you know, what's going to happen? That thing's
mm-hmm.
going to be dusty and we're not going to get anywhere. But that's the education factor. That's the manual that we'll give you. And like any manual, you're going to start at step one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, wouldn't you say that? A lot of people, the problem is with a lot of people, they think that food with a lot of grease tastes better, fried chicken tastes better. What do you say to those people that are addicted to the taste? What can they do to pull away from that?
A lot of those foods are addictive in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And to a degree, maybe it does taste better. but it's
uh-huh.
how we're trained to like
mm-hmm.
our food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're eating healthy for 1 month and I give you something, whatever your comfort food, your comfort junk food may be, your body's not going to feel the same way about it as it did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to say, you know, what are you putting in me, you know? Some people feel sick, actually.
Mm-hmm. I was sharing that with Mr. Motivator because this is going on to my second month of eating
healthy.
And for the first 30 days, I ate so healthy, and I went on vacation to visit my sister in West Texas. Well, when I got out there, you know, my niece says, I'm bringing home food, and she brought home Long John Silver's. Well, you know, you're polite. I love my little family, so I took a piece of the fish and a piece of the chicken. And I promise you, my stomach did not feel well
mm-hmm.
when I finished eating that. Now, before I started eating healthy, I could eat up some Long John Silver.
Sure.
And I agree with what you're saying to when Mr. Motivator was asking that question. We are addicted to taste by habit,
mm-hmm.
you know, but once you change those habits, you will become comfortable eating something else. And that's the same way, because I used to drink sweet tea.
Yeah.
Now I cannot drink sweet tea. I promise you, seem like you're taking something away from the tea if you put sugar in it. It's not tea anymore. So, and he keeps telling me that. But you know what? If he would just spend a little bit of time and focus, you have to be like mind over matter, I think. You have to expose your mind to something else. Let your mind control you and not, you know, let you control your mind, not your mind control you. And once you stop drinking the sweets, you won't want the sweets anymore.
Yeah.
Because there was a time I couldn't get tea sweet enough. I would pour sugar and I'd stir and stir, and I couldn't get that brewed taste. There was something about it. But I just stopped doing it. And now I can't do it. I don't want sugar in my tea. So it does have a lot to do with habits.
And what happens, mm-hmm. too, in those cases is our taste buds get so overloaded with what we're taking that, and to an extent, we're desensitized to it. You are mm-hmm. desensitized to the sugar. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this happens with salt. If you ever take a look at how much sodium is in our products,
mm-hmm.
and then we're talking about high blood pressure and things of that nature, you mm-hmm. know, we're desensitized to how much salt and sodium that we take.
Mm-hmm.
When you cut it out, you would be surprised how salty you'll find, you know, your average food.
Okay. I agree.
I think, cause, you know, I feel a lot of people, they order, you know, burgers and fries, they put, get extra salt. And,
yeah.
And I'm like, I taste them without, these fries are pretty salty. So they don't realize, I guess, that they're putting extra salt on top of salt.
Don't even taste test, just.
Yeah. You know, have you gone out in public? Like, say the Luby's or Golden Corral or wherever they sell vegetables and things like that, and you sit down to eat, you can fix your plate. I've seen people fix their plates, and without tasting anything, they just shaking salt and pepper and stuff on that. And you say to yourself, you don't even know what that tastes like. You're putting too much salt on.
Yeah.
And so I've learned to just actually do away with everything. I don't deal with salt and pepper. I don't reseason my food. I eat it just like they give it to me. That's how I eat it. Now, if it's really, really bland, I may do something, but very seldom do I enhance it with anything else.
Yeah.
So you gentlemen, I mean, looking at the way you guys look, I mean, I have some of those Mr. Universe books, and you guys look similar without overdoing it, you know. So do you guys, you don't put salt on your food, you don't see?
Well, I have to learn, I guess, not to put a whole lot of salt
okay.
or hot salt.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Didn't go.
Well,
you know, I would get a little sick, so I said, hey,
yeah.
I made my mind up, hey, cut it out.
Okay, mm-hmm.
I want to feel good. So
exactly.
If you really want to feel good,
uh-huh.
you won't put as much salt or pepper and all that on the food, and it works. It works.
Oh, yes, it does.
Keeps your body feeling good.
Now, what about in your drink? You don't put sugar in your coffee and your tea?
Well, you know, I had to, that's the same thing. Coffee, same thing. It would make my stomach hurt because I love coffee, but I had to have a shot every morning.
So you kind of back away from something?
Yeah, I had to back away. And you know, if you want yourself to feel good and you mm-hmm. want to get in good shape,
okay.
You're going to eat the right foods, you're going to drink the right drink,
mm-hmm.
and put the right stuff in your body. That's key. That's
oh,
what
okay.
I do, because I just want to feel good when I wake up. I want to feel good when I go to sleep.
Okay.
And so that's key, is just putting the right stuff and getting
mm-hmm.
the right information and putting it into your body.
And before, one thing, too, to kind of piggyback off what you're saying, when before I started the process of eating right, I did not sleep at night. You know, you sleep and you up at every little bitty thing. And, you know, but since I've been eating right, I promise you, I can just, when I go to sleep, I'm knocked out. And I can sleep. Not that I'm not aware of what's around me, but I don't wake up like I used to. And another thing that motivates me to do the right thing, I'm just like every other American, every other John Q. citizen, every other minority. I was so set on doing things the way I have been doing them. But one day I looked at myself and I said, I'm 25 years old. And he was looking down. He was he didn't want to look up to say, really.
I'm so used to it by now, I don't even play anymore.
I'm 25 years old. My oldest child is 38. She'll be 39 on the 5th, which is day after tomorrow.
Okay.
But a Friday, one day. But she'll be 39. And I've been a single mother for years. And when you reach a certain age, and I will say this to females, don't tell me you can make it by yourself, and it has nothing to do with intimacy. It has something to do with companions. Every female needs a companion. You need a husband. You understand what I'm saying? Now, women, as long as you walk around here a size 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you can get away with, I can do my own thing. I can do this. Yes, we can do it. But you're going to reach a point in your life you don't want to do it. I don't want to wash my own car anymore. I don't want to take out my own trash. I don't want to, when my tire is low, I don't want to have to say, oh, God, I got to stop and put air in my tire. I want a companion to take care of those things.
Or to put your own shingles on your roof.
Yes. It's just so much. Or if something goes wrong, my air condition, I got to get on the phone and my air conditioner is not working. What do you think? And people taking you for granted, making you spend more money than you should. So I reached a point, I want a companion. And I want to feel good about myself when I get one. So that motivated me to start eating right, getting in shape, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. And when I came up here, this young man was so awesome in the way he sold his fitness center.
Yes.
I joined.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get myself in the best shape I can get in, you know, before age just tumbles in them while I can still move around and do things.
26 is coming.
Yes. What, age 26?
Yeah.
I'll still be 25. But I want to send this out to people because in the minority neighborhood, when we have a nice fitness center, or 24/7, you can come 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you want to, come. I mean, get yourself in physical shape. Do the thing that you need to do, not just in your eating, but also come and work out. You want your muscles. You don't want everything you have to go south. You want things to stand up, be at attention, and swirl around. You understand what I'm saying? So, and men should feel the same way. Men, as you're aging, things droop on you. You know, you don't have a six-pack anymore. You got a keg.
That's right.
So get that keg back and work it out and live longer because we do have a purpose for being here. I mean, God put us here for a certain reason. And because of that, we need to take care of our bodies. Good stewards over this thing right here, which is our bodies. God gave that to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you hit a good point I wanted to piggyback off of. You know, speaking of men with Chad, I noticed not only myself but my friends, most people, they gain the weight around this. I've tried to sit ups. It's a little more difficult the older you get to do sit ups. And I've had a friend to say, get you a personal trainer. And so maybe you guys can help me with this question. Do you understand the challenging area right here where most people deal with it? And do you have something to help people bring this down so they can get it in proportion? But I've seen some people lose weight. I have one of my aunts and another cup, and they lost weight. They're right here. The home got real tiny in the head.
Yeah, and, you know, to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good news because we all need some education, right?
Yeah.
You can't target a specific area. You know, body fat is something that we lose all over.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the sticky places. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
for women, it may be their thighs,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe under the arms.
Yeah.
But we have to lose it everywhere
okay.
to lose it in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
When you were kind of talking about some of the people you've seen,
yeah.
sometimes you lose it in the same order that you put it on. You
okay.
know, some people, when they first start gaining weight, it's their cheeks.
Yeah.
Then it may be their arms.
Mm-hmm.
Then it may be their stomach last. And they'll kind of lose it in that reverse order.
Yeah.
So that's really what happens. And, you know, a couple things on that. You know, a lot of times when people mention six packs to me, I tell them a lot of six packs are made in the kitchen. You know, it's not made in the gym. You know, your six pack is there.
Yeah.
Your six pack is there. We all got it. But, you know, if we're eating right, that'll get us seeing it a lot faster.
Okay.
You know, putting muscle on our body. You know, the more muscle we have, the more energy we're going to be burning. You know,
okay.
me and Lois talked about this for a while. And,
yeah.
You know, that's our engine. Our metabolism is our engine. And if it's not running strong, you know, we're not burning fuel. And, you know, it interests me when you're kind of speaking about, you know, what happens to us when we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, it's inevitable. Things slow down, things,
yeah.
you know, build up in places that, you know, we weren't seeing it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we kind of settled in how we expect ourselves to age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessary to the extent that we're seeing, you know. Every day we kind of have a choice, you
mm-hmm.
know. They say that the body changes, you know, on a cellular level, what, every 7 years.
7 years, yeah.
So we're deciding, you know, today,
mm-hmm.
is that, are we going to, you know, build that cell to be fat? Are we going to build that cell to be muscle?
Yeah.
You know, these are the decisions we're making now that are going to, you know, kind of affect our future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Go ahead.
I can remember when I started to gain weight. It started in my stomach. And I was told that the stomach area or that midsection is where you start gaining weight when there's stress,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that pull on your body, that, you know, worry, things like that. And I don't know why your stomach has to grow, you know. I mean, is that where your worry is going or whatever?
I think the hormonal effect
mm-hmm.
of stress.
Yeah,
I don't know why it wants to stick there.
I know. I'm
a class in life and it started right there. I didn't know if it was a wise or stress or just.
I don't know what it is, but it does start there. And you know, I'm losing a little bit, but I know once I get in the gym and start to really work out that it's going to go really fast. I'm hoping it goes really fast. Because, I mean, by next summer, I want to be in my thong bikini. And, what? And I was telling my son, I said, one day I'm going to preach in some stilettos in the booty shorts. And he just said he was going to cover me up. No, but not that. I want to get healthy. Just not to show myself off, but I want to get healthy so I can feel good.
That's right.
I want to, you know, be able to do some things that I haven't done in a long time. And the only way to do that is to eat healthy, exercise. And it's so good that you guys, we have this facility right here in our neighborhood, and it offers so much to the minority community.
Yes. And I mean, I'll just a question I want to ask. What is it that makes you guys different from some of the other fitness places that are around? What you think that a person will benefit more from you personally?
Well, we tend to have a more personal atmosphere in our club.
Mm-hmm.
Our club is basically for members only. You know,
okay.
we do invite people to come in, and you know, I love speaking to people about fitness, and we'll have
yeah.
them in anytime. But we try to keep it that way so that, you know, me and Chris are able to give you guys our undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times, and I've tried my hardest in the past, but when, you know, when the door is swinging nonstop and, you know,
mm-hmm.
people are coming in and out like it's a Walmart,
yeah.
it's really hard to give people the attention that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people really do need attention. You know, our bodies are so complicated. You know, we need an instruction manual for putting batteries in the remote.
Of course.
You know, we think we're just going to, you know, hop in the gym and lose our 20 pounds, you know, with you know, no sort of guidance or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really have a good opportunity here to, you know, approach people with the little things, whether it's how they're using a piece of equipment or being available to you to answer any questions that you have. And, you know, this is what I find to really be the difference maker in not just people's personal goals, but kind of what you could get out of, you know, coming
mm-hmm.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question. Okay, say like if you lose some of these pounds, would it also help to reverse some of the effects on certain diseases like diabetes? And, because I know that a lot of that stuff is hereditary, but if you lose some of that weight, say like if you was to already have it, should that reverse some of those
eggs,
or, you know.
I believe a possibility work out. I believe if you work out, you're going to feel good.
Yeah.
You might decide, well, hey, I'll get off of this and feel that
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's possible.
And I believe that, too. I have I spoke with a young man today that's diabetic. He was diagnosed, and he was big. But when he became diagnosed with diabetes, he started eating different. He started to eat better and eat healthy. And when he was first diagnosed, he was on two kinds of medication. And when he dropped the weight that he had, now he's on only one kind of the medication.
Wow.
So he attributes that to being to losing the weight. And I believe that when we carry weight around, it makes our bodies work too hard. You know, your knees play out because you're carrying a lot of weight and different things. But this is why I believe I'm excited about really getting in the gym and getting the workout so you can strengthen your knees. And,
yeah.
you know, I want to be able to walk longer. I don't.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think that's going to be key to doing that and feeling good about ourselves.
Yeah, and it makes it difficult to tie your shoes too when
you have that weight out there.
If you have to hold your breath to tie your
shoes. Not only that, just taking a bath. You know, when you take a bath and you got to get down to your feet,
mm-hmm.
and that makes it, and then you trying to moisturize your feet and you having to, hey, Pookie, come in here and put this moisturizer on. You know, that's not a very good, and you can't, you know, you used to zip your dress all the way up. Now you don't have a husband, so you got to go through the house and find somebody, hey, zip my dress up. So it's a lot of things that I believe that will change for us if we will take our health and wellness seriously and change some of the things that we do.
Yeah, I think we're a lot stronger than we give ourselves credit for, and
mm-hmm.
our bodies are a lot stronger than we give ourselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the healing power of the body. I mean, there's, you know, books and books and libraries just on it of people who, you know, I'm always cautious to say that, you know, yes, it definitely can, but it has happened
mm-hmm.
several times to, you know, several people, and none of them did it without eating right. None of them did without exercising right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a commonality in all of their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even on the motivating factor, I just like to throw this out here because it helps motivate me. I love it. You know, when the pain is staying the same, gets stronger than the pain of changing,
mm-hmm.
you're going to change.
All
and
right.
it's going to make it that much easier.
Wow. Hey, can you repeat that one more time?
Sure. I mean, when the pain is staying the same, is stronger than the pain of changing,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be easy for you to make that change. You know, right now, the pain of changing is stronger.
Yes.
I don't want to cut out all these foods that I love. That's going to pain me. That's too much.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're saying, look, you know, I spoke to my doctor. I can't live this lifestyle anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The pain of doing what I'm doing right now every day
mm-hmm.
is going to
mm-hmm.
be a lot tougher than the pain I feel I have because I don't want to go to the gym.
Yes.
Or because I don't want to make a couple of healthy substitutions uh-huh. on my plate.
Oh, you're right. Or you can't rest good at night.
Because I remember years ago, I was a lot younger, and I went for my checkup, and my doctor said he was just feeling on my joints and stuff, and he said, you know, I think you got a little arthritis in this and that. He said, I'm gonna write you a prescription. He said, you just have to remember now, once you start taking these pills, you're gonna take them forever. Well, I took the prescription and I took it to the pharmacy. for them to feel it, but I never went to pick them up. Because in my mind, I said, I'm not taking a pill for arthritis every day. I'm going to keep moving. And the same way, and it has nothing to do with me. God is just awesome the way he has watched over me. My doctor, and my blood pressure has been high. It was high. And I went to the doctor, and my high blood pressure medication, I coughed. People passing probably thought I had some kind of disease. I just coughed all the time. I said, I'm not going to take those things anymore. And even though now I'm eating right and I'm watching my blood pressure, because I just believe my blood pressure won't go up if I eat right and exercise and get my health, because I'm bigger than I've ever been in my life. I've never been this big. So quite naturally, my blood pressure is going to shoot up.
Yeah.
But if I maintain myself and get my health the way it should be, I shouldn't have high blood pressure. I don't care if my great granny had it. You know, I don't have to have it. So, you know, this is, we have times like this that we talk about things and invite you guys to talk about the importance of it, of health and wellness, that's going to really help us, because we need this kind of education.
She's right. And, you know, I really appreciate you guys just giving out such vital information tonight. Because our blood pressure, all those things are very important. And I think one of the things that I can say that sort of helped my blood pressure go down a little bit is I stopped watching vampire movies and Freddy Krueger movies late at night. Okay. Well, I wake up in the morning, my blood pressure be up.
Hazardous.
Now I feel better. But now I want to ask you, because I'm excited. I'm seeing what's happening to my friend Lois and how she's looking great and her energy level is up high. The one thing I want to ask, because I'm excited about joining your fitness center. Now, if I join, will you be the kind of trainer that tell me or have me to sign a paper that I can't eat to Gold Corral or any place like that again anymore? Or will I still be able to eat to Gold Corral and Lucas and some of those places?
Yes, I feel like you will still be able to.
Oh,
in moderation, dear.
As long as you eat moderate.
No appetizer and all that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, hey, I think if you work hard, work out, eat right, it's okay to moderately eat, because you know, won't keep getting up.
Oh, hey, I'm coming in.
Don't withdrawal symptoms will hit me hard, especially when it comes to potatoes, rice, beans. That's my body.
And they can tell you, I have not had any rice.
And she grew up with it.
That's what I grew up eating. I ate all this.
In Asia, that's what they had.
But you know, no one, I don't believe anyone has ever been addicted to starches more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would take one little hot link like this, and I would eat at least 7 slices of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot. We were raised on potatoes. Sweet potatoes and the white potatoes. We were raised on rice. We ate rice for breakfast. We ate it for lunch. We ate it for dinner. Rice.
I know that.
Yeah, so we were raised on all those different things. However, we were raised eating green vegetables and fruit.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. I don't like fruit. I was burned out on it as a kid. We had 32 trees. Peach orchard. We had pear trees, big pears. We had plums. You could just walk down in the woods from our house and pick a plum and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Persimmons, just grapes, dewberries. We call them dewberries. And and God watched over stuff. It's a wonder we didn't get snake bit running our hand all up in them berry vines.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was accustomed to all of that. The only fruit we bought was oranges and apples. And so now I'm not that hung up on fruit, but I do eat it, you know.
Yeah.
I do eat it now. I have to force myself sometimes, but I do eat it.
Yeah.
But it's just good and to work out and be able to. I just can't wait until I really get, you know, in real good shape. And I may wait with you guys, you know, as I pass.
Now, do y'all.
The girls will be right next to you. Help you out. You don't have to look too far for that.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys eat a lot of fruits instead of eating sweets? Do you eat fruits for breakfast or evening meal?
Yeah, that's actually one of my preferred breakfasts. You know, I try not to do too much to fruit. You know,
mm-hmm.
it does have a lot of fructose in it, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, fruit is crucial, you know.
Yeah.
Fruit has so many vitamins in it. You know, I wish I could tell you the exact numbers, but just to give you, like, an idea, you know, you'll take a multivitamin and say it has, you know, 500 milligrams or something of
mm-hmm.
vitamin A. You take a strawberry, that's like 10,000, you know. Like,
yeah.
Vitamins
it's
are so diluted compared
mm-hmm.
to what we're actually getting when
mm-hmm.
we're eating real food.
Yeah.
Smoothies, I'm a huge fan of doing mixing some fruits and some vegetables and having that for breakfast.
Okay, that's my goal, to start trying more of those foods, smoothies.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
get those nutrients in you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, those are where the healing properties are at. You know, we focus so much on fat,
mm-hmm.
protein,
mm-hmm.
carbs.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to start thinking vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
A, B, C,
okay.
zinc, whatever, magnesium, calcium, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the healing properties are at.
Yeah.
And even in the gym, you know, I'm sure Chris knows just as well as I do. We hear protein, like, you know, it's the
yeah.
second Bible around here.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's maybe good for putting on muscle. But when we're talking about, you know, giving our bodies a chance to heal itself,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
we really need to be talking vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I have a little confession to make. You know, I don't really normally share this with a lot of our fans and viewers, but when I grew up, we was exposed to a lot of sweets. And Lois and I went to school together, and we didn't have lunch buckets. We took syrup buckets with cornbread and syrup and a biscuit and a piece of sausage. And we ate Bull Rabbit syrup all the time. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of my uncles and relatives have no teeth because of eating too much syrup. Well, how do y'all feel? Did you guys have a syrup frenzy growing up?
You guys are introducing me to a lot of
You guys are introducing me to a lot of sauce tonight.
Actually, go ahead.
All I remember
is my grandmother
cooking
big pancakes.
Yeah, we
called
them
hoagies. Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
You know what's up?
Yeah. He left them on the wood stove. They had a wood stove. He was beehive, maybe he said something. We had another thing. I did not go to school. Miss Motivator is a lot older than me. One thing we have to actually understand is we had things that they didn't have down in the country. We had Roe Rabbit syrup, but he had Roe Rabbit syrup. They didn't have heating, and so the syrup would be so cold, they'd have to turn it up like this at night for it to have dripped in the plate. Because it would be stiff, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but over the night, a little drop would fall in that plate. My mom made homemade biscuits every morning, and we had fried rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't add fried possum,
yeah.
but we had fried rabbit every morning.
She grew up in Gilmer, Texas, and she grew up in Cotton.
Okay.
They was, famous for rabbits.
I'm glad that we've come to this point and to our motivational point where we're trying to get our health
mm-hmm.
in order and everything, because it took me a while to understand why I never had to work out in the country. Now I got to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a hard thing because I don't understand it because we you know, my dad had a car. We didn't walk everywhere we went, you know, but now it's just like a must. I must work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like you said earlier at the beginning of the show, I attribute it to what the food is processed with, the things we ingest now, and it makes us have to do a whole new regimen. I want to ask you guys this, though. If when a person comes in the gym to work out, what time limit would you put on it to say you have gotten a really good workout? Is it 30 minutes, an hour, or what?
Yes, I believe 30 minutes is good enough time to get a good workout, and, that's what I usually do as a personal trainer. I do 30 minute workouts, and usually I ask the person that I'm working out to warm up maybe for about 10 to 15 minutes or so, and then I do the workout, so maybe 30 to 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. I believe you can get a great workout.
Okay. Well, that's good, and it's also wanted to ask you, too, about the different kinds of workouts. Do you have low-impact workouts for certain people at a certain age rather than the really strenuous exercise that you guys would do?
Yes, we definitely would. This is what we do. We give orientations. We just try to see where you are and try to ease you into it. Older, and don't want to just put a strenuous workout on.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get to know your body,
mm-hmm.
and make sure we give you the right workout. So,
but you like
lose weight,
You like the push-ups, right?
No. Actually, I've in the past I've been athletic.
Yeah.
I played basketball. I ran track. I did all those things. I have never been able to do a push-up.
Oh, so y'all have something for her if push-ups aren't her best?
Maybe somebody never even taught me how to do it.
We have a chest machine, but a lot of different things you can do. You can grab the 5 pound weight.
Yeah.
2 pound weights is just pushing forward. That works on
you. I got some 5 pounds.
Yeah, pushing forward. You can push them up over
your
head. That works the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just a lot you can do with the weights, and it's just getting to know the machine weights and all of that, and we can explain it to you.
I like you guys already, because the last time I went to a gym, I got out there to do some what they call the side straddle hop, and I couldn't stop when some of the bounce house was bad. So y'all can work on the old engine.
We want to keep you moving, and I think the more movement, and it's going to lock that belly off. And plus, Thomas said, eating right is going to help it. But I believe that
losing
it's
that
possible to
especially
if you're drinking it.
Movies will help. In the morning,
she gives me a tea with no sugar. And the day I stopped by her place to grab some tea, and I tasted it, and she waited till I was almost finished and said it was diet tea. but it tasted pretty good.
And I try to drink water. I love tea. But sometimes I say, I think I'm going to drink this water instead of tea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So water is a good source of that.
I've been going to do water like crazy.
That's great.
Drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one thing, when I eat things that's sweet, or drink something that's sweet, I can tell it instantly because it makes me thirsty. I want water, and it just makes me drink. Uh-huh. So I just can't do it like I used to. I can't drink that sweet stuff.
When I was a little boy, James Brown came to Dallas. I was at the concert, and I saw him on the floor. He jumped and did a split. When I got home, I could do a couple of those splits. But 2 months ago, I tried to do one of those splits, but God had to help me. And so I saw then, and maybe I need to get over to the gym and get with Thomas, you guys,
we can help you out.
We'll
get you back.
Mm-hmm.
I put on the stage.
Work all parts of the body.
Okay.
We can do it.
Yeah. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I've enjoyed it. Have you guys enjoyed it?
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
You guys have been awesome. But so I want to take an opportunity for those of you that listened in, if you want to hear this show again in its entirety, you can look, go to my blog page, which is loycebullock.blogspot.com. And you can go there, click on the little radio, pop radio, blog radio, and you can hear my show anytime you want to go there and listen. And also, while you're on that page, just check out some of my little inspirational tidbits that I might put out there. And just read some things, because I try to do stuff that's inspirational to you inside. Our show is called Let's Talk Truth. So we talk about different life issues that a lot of people will address, but they won't get down to the core on. And this is what really prompted me to do this, is health and wellness taboo for minorities, because we have too many issues, health issues, among our people, among our race. And we just want to try to get the word out there that, yes, your neighborhood does offer a place where you can go and become fit. They will work with you. And that's one thing that really impressed me about you guys, Thomas and Chris, is that you take time with the people who come in here, because when we come in here, we're not experts on your equipment. So you offer us that and get in, help us become calm and know what we're doing and feel good about what we're doing. So I just thank you all for being here. I thank Mr. Motivator all the time, because he comes and helps us out. Louise, she doesn't talk much, but when she does profoundly say something that we absolutely can, can live with.
One other quick question, excuse me for interrupting, but if there are some people listening in tonight and they would like to get control of their health, could Thomas give his information out how they could get in contact with him?
Sure.
Yeah. I would like to say, though, Lois, your hair is looking very nice tonight.
Thank you.
I don't know if your listeners know, but I figured I'd let them know. We're at the Anytime Fitness here in Lancaster. The address is 1450 West Pleasant Run Road, but you could always call me. My phone number here is 972-218-8600. Don't worry if you just have questions or just want to take a look around. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Okay. Chris, do you want to say something in closing?
Yes, I'm one of the personal trainers at Anytime Fitness, and you can reach me at 469-765-7554.
Awesome.
Be sure to call.
And do you have a website also, Chris?
The website is anytimefitness.com, and when you get on there, you'll be able to find Lancaster, and they'll shoot you right to us.
Okay. Well, we've had such an awesome time, and I know it's been informative. You've given us a lot of information and things that would make us feel comfortable in being who we are and who we expect to become as far as our bodies are concerned. So we thank you guys for that. Also, we just want you all to tune in anytime you want. And I say this at every show, we're called Let's Talk Truth. And I want everybody to know that when we offer you anything, we know the truth is only true if it lines up with the word of God. So because of that, we base everything on biblical principles. We do encompass the Lord in everything that we do. And we hope that it blessed you in a mighty, mighty way. So we just thank you guys for being here. And if you, we're here every Tuesday night at 7:30. You can call in and listen to us at 323-580-5712. So we just thank you for doing that. And if nothing else, lovings and kisses to everyone who's listening and to all of the guests. Thank you for being so hospitable here at your fitness center. We've enjoyed doing the show here.
Yeah.
And hopefully it depends on how many guests we talk to or whatever. We may do it again. Offer something, a different side to everything.
I like that.
So,
and Mr. Motivator says, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad and get yourself out to Anytime Fitness.
All right. Okay. All right. We're going to bring you to a close. And as I say every time in closing, this is Lois Bullock, and you just listened to Let's Talk. And I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.